In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Shall we sit down? And I want to welcome everyone to the month of November. The mercy of God will attend to every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord will crown this month with success and good surprises for us in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning I'll be speaking on "It is indeed your choice, oh." My sister, Mrs. Odessa, came to talk about thinking differently. Whether you think differently or you don't, sincerely speaking, it's your choice. But you see, I'm going to be relating it to the family. We have tagged the month of November a family month, and I want to go that route this morning. The Lord said, "It is not good for a man to be alone. Since I will make a helper suitable for him." So God made woman from the rib of man, and he brought the woman to man. Now Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 says, "That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh." That's why a man will leave his father and mother and what? Be united. The core of marriage is unity. Because if you understand what unity can do, you will never be disunited. If you understand the power, if you understand the benefits of being united, you would never be disunited. Never ever. I'm a living testimony. I have people here that have known me for years, and they have watched my growth for years. They have watched my advancement, my progress over the years. And say it confidently, the product of unity. He says the man will leave the father and the mother and be united to the wife. United. The book of Psalm verse 133. He says that's where the Lord, that's where he what? Commands his blessings. That's where he commands his blessings. I mean, let's think about this. The blessing of God is commanded on the platform of unity, and you are disunited. He says that's where the Lord commands his blessings. He says a man leaves his father and mother to be united to that woman. You see, but the adversary, all the enemy is interested in is what? Getting you divided. That's all. The father and the mother, the children, all the enemy is interested in is to ensure that you don't have a common language. It's to ensure that you don't understand what your husband is saying. To ensure that whatever your wife is saying, you are hearing the opposite. A man will leave the father and the mother and be united to the wife. Unity. People of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 8 says, for we are not aware of his devices. No, it says, for we are not unaware of his devices. But I don't think that thing is true for a lot of us. For a lot of us, we are ignorant of his devices. We don't understand his tactics. We don't understand it. When you see some people, toothpaste or too much salt. I was eating my dinner yesterday when I tasted the chicken. It was salty. And I was going to call one of my daughters. You know? That salt, for some people, when you are ignorant of the devices, can cause wahala, disunity. Homes are bleeding. But our clothes are just the plaster that does not allow us to see the wounds. Homes are bleeding. There are wounds. Deep wounds. But we wear clothes to cover them up. When you now get home, you now remove the clothes and the wounds are exposed again. My question to you this morning is that will you allow the wounds to heal so that you can make progress? Are you going to allow the wounds to heal? Because God can heal your wounds. No matter how deep it is, no matter how serious it is, God can heal your wounds completely. You will not see any scars. You won't see any scars. This morning I'll be sharing my story, something that happened last week. I shared it here at the second service, but I'm going to expand a little bit on it. And I'm not saying I'm a saint, please. I'm sure you all know that I'm not a saint. I'm a human being like you and I. But I think God has just given me the grace in these recent times. In these recent times. Because you all know my story, I share it. So to ponder on some things. Like she said, I think a lot now. I find time to think before I do some things. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. Can you project for us, please? It says, this day I call heaven and earth as witnesses. Okay, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you. They are witnesses, so you can hear. So there are two witnesses, heaven and earth, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Says, choose life. On Sunday, when we woke up to a misunderstanding, talking about the devices of the enemy. The tricks of the enemy. Very tricky. But a lot of us fall for those tricks. We woke up to a misunderstanding. And let me now shock you. This morning, when I woke up about 3:30, I would start to put finishing touches in. I now started to think that what was the misunderstanding on Sunday morning till this moment, me or you? Till this moment, I cannot remember. But it was a misunderstanding that we are giving ourselves attitude. We were talking, talk like talk like you give one word answers. How are you fine? Abegon, yes. Nothing more than that. So when we got to church here, we got it. And then I sat where my uncle is sitting down now. And then we started the service. On Saturday, or maybe not Saturday, throughout the week, I was excited at this, our prophetic declaration, looking forward to it. And then we were praising God. As I was praising God, she was right beside me there, praising God. Until when the Reverend started his declaration. We praised God for 15 minutes. And my heart was still locked at that time. When he started his declaration, he said the first one. You know, the Holy Spirit is gentle. He said, "Go and make peace." But the voice of the enemy is louder than the voice of the Holy Spirit. Louder! So you must be careful. The enemy said, Olusemi now, I cannot go. And normally, my wife is the one that will come and beg me. I'm a man. Are you not a man, sir? Yes, are you not a man? And I kept on hearing it. Then he said the second one. Then I heard, you are shortchanging yourself. At that time, her hands were up. She was prophesying, but her hands were up. Then I moved close to her. Mani ba mochpe shibai, ba mochpe shibai. With a lot of reluctance, and I mean a lot of reluctance, I now held her hands. So when I held her hands, she now crushed my own hands too. And from there, that was it. Now, my point is this. It's a choice. Indeed, it's a choice. When he says, I've set before you life and death. People of God, there's no, some people will say, I'm left with no other option. It's a big lie. There's always an option. There's always an option, and the option is we fall under life and what? And death. Blessing and what? Cursing. Coca-Cola and water. There's always an option. You slap her or you walk away. So Musa, I was left with no other option but to slap her. It's a big lie. There is always another option. Always another option. You can decide to read or sleep. When I woke up this morning at 3:30, the reason I woke up was because I was tired yesterday night. And I had to go to sleep at about 11 o'clock. And I said, okay, I woke up this morning at about 3:30. Or wake up this morning, I didn't see. At about 3:30, it was like I had a knock, pata, on my door. If I said, come in. But I realized that nobody was knocking. And within a short while, I said, yeah, it's 30 minutes, you see. I became the day. There is always an answer. Always. And immediately I thought about it. Kimba su 30 minutes is yo. Mule jini si so klobo. Uba la ki in di day si. Ki in osu later in the day. So I got up at 3:30. People of God, there is always an option. God says, I put before you life and death. The prodigal son, he came to his father. He says, I want my inheritance. That was a choice. Cain killed Abel. Was that the only option? Was that the only option for Cain? He says, no. So why are we suffering in the midst of plenty? Marriage is a vehicle that was created by God. It's a vehicle that can take you to any destination you want to get to. But that vehicle, for a lot of us, is grounded in front of our house. Will it move? You have that vehicle and you are walking around, you are riding Okada. Meanwhile, you have the vehicle of marriage. You have the vehicle of marriage. That vehicle can take you to any destination. It's a vehicle that God Himself designed. It wasn't designed by Mercedes-Benz. Or Rolls Royce. You know what Mercedes-Benz is? They are luxury vehicles. They take you to your in comfort. In comfort. But God designed the vehicle of marriage. But that vehicle is not working for us. Why? In the next few minutes, I just want to give you one strategy that will help everybody here. It has helped me. I've said it here severally. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. And 27. It says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. 27. Nor give place to the devil. It says, be angry, but do not sin. I was thinking about it. It gives you allowance to be angry. But your anger has a timeline. Your anger has an expiry date. Your anger should not pass a particular time. When it is approaching that time, you see, I realize that we understand the Bible a lot. The Word of God. Ojiwa. But application of the word, no, wajiwa, ubo. We need to deploy strategies to defeat this one. He says, be angry, only but do not sin. At what point does anger cross the line of sin? He says, don't allow the sun to go down on your anger. When the sun is going down, what should you do? Eh? Call it quits with anger. Otherwise, you are inviting the devil into your home. Otherwise, you are inviting the devil. And let me tell you one good thing, brothers and sisters. The devil knows his work. You can't take the devil's work. It's like a thief. A thief does not announce to you when he's coming. No. And you can't tell a thief, thief, when you come, thief belay ni kegbe, ema belay you, phone belay ni kemo, ema belay you. You can't tell that to a thief. In my meeting at Dubowa last week, somebody was telling us that, please, whenever they stop you, please give them everything that they ask for. Don't. He said he was coming from Lagos, and they stopped them at Ayifele there. Say, bring out your stuff. Say, he gave them his phone. He has 60,000 on him. He gave them. He said the man behind him hid his phone behind the load. They called him and went to phone. He said, I don't have a phone. They now put him on the floor. They said, she'll stretch his hand on the road. And they were going to cut his hand. They said, I have phone. He went to bring out the phone. You can't tell a thief that this is what you will take. Don't take this one. So it's better for them not to enter. Once they enter one room, they will talk about the house. Once you give them that allowance, when there's that crack, and you don't mend it immediately, it's so simple. When there's a crack on the wall, mend it now. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. If it does, the devil is at the doorstep. He's uninvited. You don't need to invite them. You don't need to. They are waiting there. They are moving around, looking for who to what? Who to devour? If I were you, I would lock the house well. Lock it well. Suffering is not good. This month is a family month. It has been designed for families to get back. People are bleeding. Why should you bleed? Why should you suffer in the midst of plenty? That your marriage has the potentials to take you up there. He has the potentials to make you fly. But you can't even crawl, talk less of walking. All because the devil has divided you. It's a choice, like I said earlier. My sister has spoken this morning, think differently. I've also come to speak about the family. My own talk is just 30 minutes. I have 4 minutes to go. But what are you going to do with the talk that you hear today? Everybody belongs to a family. I'm not talking to couples alone. Even the children. We all have parts to play here. Everybody has a part to play. on Tuesday, we'll be continuing the series again. We were here last week, Tuesday. People were blessed. How many people came on Tuesday? Were you blessed? So it's also a choice not to come. It's a choice to come. If you're not married now, you'll be married one day. My sister said something. One of the wahalas of this world is technology. Technology. It's good. It has solved so many things. But it's also one of the wahalas of the world. When we were courting, we spoke about sorrow. Today, families don't talk anymore because of that thing called telephones. They don't talk anymore. They're not married to their phones. About 2 weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, I was coming to Ibadan on the train with my wife. And when we got in the train, she just said, "Good, switch off your phone, 3 hours of me time." She wants to communicate for 3 hours. If she didn't say that, 75% of that trip, it would be telephone. It's a bad thing. There's no connect anymore. There's no bonding anymore. So please, Tuesday is just 2 days away. God has given us life and death, blessings and curses. There's always an option. Choose life. And the interesting thing is that verse says, so that you and your children, whatever choice that you make, transcends you. He says, so that you and your descendants, be mindful of your choices. It means whatever choice that you make today will affect your children tomorrow. He says, so that you and your children may live. Whenever you want to make a decision from now on, first of all, ask yourself that pertinent question. Is it life or is it death? And I believe that the Holy Spirit will answer for you. God will give you the strength, the wherewithal to make the right choices. And even if you have chosen death before now, you also have the power to choose life again. Port. It's like you're porting from Airtel to MTN, from Man U to Liverpool. Port from death to life. I'm almost coming. Port from death to life. I pray for you that November will answer unto us. It will be a great month for us in the mighty name of Jesus. God will make a way for you this month in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Have a good morning and a wonderful week.